The head of Migration Information Bureau at the Ghana Immigration Service, Mark Asamoah-Buachi, has raised concerns about Ghanaians using illegal means to travel abroad. He said illegal migration creates room for human trafficking, which paints a negative image of the country. Mr. Buachi was speaking in Accra at a sensitization program on human trafficking and smuggling. Benjamin Edu reports.
The Department of Migration Information Bureau at the Ghana Immigration Service organized a sensitization program to educate the public on the dangers of illegal migration. There are reports that Ghanaians who use illegal means to travel outnumber those who resort to legal means. The head of Migration Information Bureau, Mark Asamoah-Buachi, expressed worry about the development. He advised Ghanaians not to deal with agents who promise to help them travel abroad for greener pastures.
People go through irregular ways to Europe, to the Gulf regions, to Americas. Point is that if they don't have the right information, somebody may capitalize on their lack of knowledge or information to take something from them and then dump them somewhere. There are reports day in, day out that people have been trafficked, people have been smuggled, people have been deceived into believing that they were being taken to country A, then before they realize they are in country B. So people are deceived and then they are locked out there. They are crying to come home, but it's not easy to find your reading whilst you are in somebody's land. So our basic aim is to educate the public, let the public be aware of the pros and cons of their travel. It's a personal decision to travel, but maybe somebody has said something to you that you need clarification.
The director of Passport, Alexander Grant in Trakwa, warned the public against middlemen in acquisition of their passports.
Dealing with connection men can only be dealt with when applicants and all Ghanaians understand that when it comes to processing of passports, you don't need any middle person to do your passport. It is not only the passport office that has to deal with the situation. But we don't advise or encourage anybody to go and pay any money to anybody. When you pay for your form at the bank, whether you pay 50 cedis or 100 cedis, that should end the story. Anybody who approaches you with the enticement of collecting money from you and they're going to do your passport for you within a day or two is somebody who has not been officially delegated by the passport office, the minister, or any government. So such a person has to be reported for the person to be apprehended.
Mr. Intrakwa asks travelers to make sure they have necessary documents before they travel.